Let me just tell the audience what we'd like everybody to do is stress prevention of disease. There is a lot of stressing of screening and treatment, and that is appropriate, but there's not enough stressing of prevention. Educating the population about diet, eating 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, walking, preferably at least a half hour every day at a good pace, and not smoking. And if we can get these young folks, especially the young folks in the HBCUs, to start spreading that to their friends and spreading that to their communities, this is how we get a healthier population and actually start averting some of the cancers. Right.
I think it's an ideal solution. And you and I have also talked about the, you know, elementary schools as well as the middle schools. My wife was a science teacher for about 25 years, and there is a way to do that. But, you know, we have to really engage the public school system as well and begin to think about how can we get those messages out there earlier and earlier. There is, I think, legislation in Maryland. It may increase smoking age to 21. That certainly may help with those 16, 17, 18-year-olds that really get an early start on smoking, and, you know, by the time they're a young adult, they're smoking probably 2 packs a day. So it'll be interesting to see if, number one, if that legislation passes and whether or not it really makes an impact.